This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A search warrant released Monday has shed light on more of the events that led to Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a New Mexico movie set last week. Reports are indicating multiple previous misfires of the same prop gun Baldwin used led multiple crew members to walk off the set just hours before the tragedy. Amazon warehouse workers in New York City filed a petition on Monday with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a vote on unionization. The petition comes 6 months after an organizing effort was defeated at Amazon's distribution center in Alabama. Ohio Attorney General David Yost filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration Monday over a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that President Biden overturned earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to reinstate the measures. Number one, must be financially independent of abortion clinics. And number two, refrain from referring patients for abortions. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stolen elections have consequences. That's Steve Bannon's theme as the mostly partisan January 6th commission seeks his input. Brad Bernard from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Elections have consequences, and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences.
Steve Bannon, the former Trump campaign strategist who has used his War Room podcast to amplify Trump's claims that the election was stolen, was among the featured speakers of the Pima County GOP's sold-out Lincoln Day dinner on Saturday.
In 2020, Donald Trump won a bigger victory in this country. And I will debate any person, take on any presidential commission, go before Congress, do anything they want, and show them the receipts.
Shelley Kais, chairwoman of the Republican Party in Pima County, said, if we don't get elections right, we'll never be able to do anything else. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thank you, Brad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Baseball's World Series is set to start tonight with Game 1. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
The Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series for a matchup against the Houston Astros after they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Saturday. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp offers his congratulations to the team on Fox and Friends.
It was a great win for the team, the organization, but especially for the fans.
Kemp adding this will be a great economic boost for the state.
It's great to see the game coming here for the team and the fans and the organization, but it's also good for those small business owners and hardworking Jordans.
This comes after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado this year. That was in response to Georgia's state legislator passing an election reform bill that critics argue restricted Americans' right to vote. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX is a go to launch on Halloween night. The mission will send four astronauts to the orbiting lab for a six-month stay. Crew 3 is scheduled to launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 2:21 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. Crew 3 will mark Endurance's spaceflight debut. The capsule will arrive at the ISS just after midnight on Monday, November 1st. That's if the mission launches on time and all goes according to plan. I'm Lance Pryor. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. We haven't abandoned common sense. We believe common sense a rare commodity these days, I understand. In some states, I'd say certainly on the bookends of our country, seems to be, a vacancy, for common sense. But yet, over flyover America that, the arrogant of our country would like to disdain, they are the ones that hold the common sense and are kind of like, they're watching reality TV before their eyes and going, they just can't believe how nonsensical the things that are happening in our country today. But, hey, this is happening. I mean, you have somebody who decides one day, hey, I'm going to wear a dress. I go into a gender optional bathroom. I rape a young girl and somehow that's okay, because I'm cool and fluid. And so, they hide it. In fact, they even deny it. And then they send the person to another school. And what happens? He does it again. Surprise. I mean, this is how idiotic we find ourselves in today, and how common sense has vacated the building. And it's just amazing. Like right now, we've got thousands of migrants are heading for our southern border. And where's the Biden administration with some common sense? What are they doing? Bruce Thatcher, I got to bring you on here right now, because you got to bring some balance to this perspective. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, the Biden administration is MIA totally. I mean, they told us in Afghanistan they've got this new military concept called Over the Horizon. Well, you might as well sing Over the Rainbow with Dorothy and Toto here, as we've got thousands of migrants coming to our southern border, all looking for the yellow brick road and wearing Biden-Harris T-shirts, thank you very much, and looking forward to all the free handouts, right?
Yeah, and I wonder why that's happening. What a surprise. The Gallup organization has run polls all over the world for many years, and asking the question of people, if you had a chance, would you like to leave the country where you were born, the country where you live, and move somewhere else? And then they follow that up with a question that says, and if you want to leave, where do you want to go? Well, guess what country is top on the list of where they want to go? It's like 175 million people around the world, given the chance, would come almost immediately to the United
Yes.
States. And so we see these caravans from Central and South America. That number is a bit lower. It's only 40 or 50 million. But we see these caravans on the way up.
You mean 40 or 50,000 you're talking about, right?
No.
Not million. Is it million?
40 or 50 million people from Central and South America would like to
come. Oh, would like to come. But the caravan, I think they've estimated something like 60,000 or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay,
so,
all right.
There's all that pressure sitting there. All that pressure, all that has to happen to release that floodgate is for a signal to those people that it's okay to come, they'll get in. Well,
yes.
guess what's happening now? We're sending up signals all over the place. The Biden administration is sending them up all over the place by weakening the border protection, weakening the border wall, demoralizing Border Patrol people, sending in neon light signs from sanctuary cities saying, come, you're welcome. And the floodgates are slowly opening.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is even the Mexican law enforcement, they're like bad bullfighters. I mean, they're just like, ole, letting them pass. I mean, did you see how they stormed those checkpoints? I mean, they overwhelmed. I mean, for a minute, I had to think, I go, whoa, is that the Capitol Police from January 6th one more time or what? You know, but no, it was Mexican law enforcement that just sat there and said, man, there's no way they can hold back the thousands of people. They were just being overwhelmed. And the people were, I mean, here they are. They've got these, the riot gear on and, you know, these plastic shields and everything like that. Man, the people went through that like butter. It was
just stepping aside, like we're opening the gate.
Yeah.
It's I mean, they were there for, maybe there was some serious intent, but it certainly looked like they were there just for show. And
right.
People know that.
And again, to your point, though, what does that tell these migrants when they're able to get through like that so easily?
It says, now's the time.
Yeah.
Come ahead. And the American border is only a week or so away, and it's going to be the same thing there. That's what they're told.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good reason for them to believe that will be the case. In these days of practically instant communication all over the world, it doesn't take but seconds or minutes for people in South America who are interested, or Central America, to learn that when you arrive at the American border, you can come in and you'll be briefly checked out and then released into the country, or even given free transportation to somewhere else around the country.
Well, and they're also taught what to say, Bruce, so that they can gain entrance, right? I mean, because there's specific language they're supposed to use in order to get a pass and get put into the system. Now, that's the secret password, and you use that, and you're in.
That's right, and so you ask, well, who's telling them all these things? I don't know names, but I do know that there are people and organizations who are in favor of this happening, and they're tutoring and training these people. They're saying, here's what to do, come on in, and it works. They know it works.
No.
And we've got
last
year, almost 2 million people were detained or encountered by the Border Patrol trying to enter the U.S. legally, not all at the southern border to be sure, but the majority at the southern border. And of these people were encountered, almost always were released almost immediately into the country and given transportation. And given that there's a couple of million they encountered, how many got away? How many did they not catch?
Exactly. They're saying as many as 500,000 that are gotaways, right? And so of those people that are supposed to, you know, that they have paperwork on, that are supposed to come some 3-4 years later, after they've assimilated in their own, you know, amended way into these local communities, they're supposed to surrender to authorities, have their case heard, and take the chance of being deported back. And And again, the people that don't report, so what? I mean, they're there in the shadows. They've been used to being in the shadows. So there's no big whoop for them, and they're playing the game that they're not going to get caught. And how many people are actually getting caught and being deported back?
It's compared to the total. It's a small percentage.
Oh, it's minuscule. So, hey, why not take the chance? Because somewhere down the road, you know, the Democrats are going to offer amnesty, right? Quick break. We've got more from Bruce Satcher after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, an immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Let me tell you, if you're really interested in immigration and you're frustrated with what's happening, if you've not read his book, don't pass go. don't collect $200. Go straight. Go straight and get this book. You need to read it because you'll understand the history of immigration. All these ideas have been tried. There's nothing new under the sun. And you will understand and see for yourself from history what happens when you make the right choices and what happens when you make the bad choices. And right now, America is duplicating the errors of our history. It is repeating itself. As somebody once brilliantly said, the problem with history is, sadly, we don't learn from it. And here it is. We've got to go through these lessons one more time and learn the hard way at the expense of this current generation. And dare I say, young people who are being murdered on the streets of our country because immigrants do not, and I don't mean that in a broad brush sort of way. You know what I'm talking about. You know, some immigrants do not respect the rule of law. They do not respect our country, as I was sharing with Bruce earlier, particularly people who come from Mexico. Part of their heartbeat is they feel that California and Texas is theirs, that they're entitled to that. So they could care a rip about this. And then you add into the mix the cartels and their ambitions, sex trafficking, drug running, all this nefarious gang warfare that goes on and stuff like that to capture property here in America. And you add that to the mix, it makes for a bad recipe no matter what you say, Bruce, right?
And absolutely. These people have grown up. They've grown up in an environment where those kinds of things are the norm. Mm-hmm. They're just the norm in many places south of our border. And so they come to America and they have no training in American ways, in democracy, in rule of law. I mean, those things are just foreign to them. And because they come in illegally, they're not required to take any courses or training or orientation whatsoever, except when they get in. They know how they got in by breaking the laws, and then they go to many of them go to sanctuary cities, which in themselves are many of them, maybe most of them, are openly defying the federal government laws on immigration. So that supports their point of view that you just do whatever you want to.
Exactly.
At least I think so. Sanctuary.
Well, there's no question that colors, you know, their perception on this. And the other thing that we haven't even mentioned whatsoever, I mean, Jen Psaki, when asked about, these immigrants being tested for COVID, and we found out, as best we can tell, I mean, you know, the government is ridiculous. Mayorkas, you try to get a number from him. I mean, this is a government official. They should have numbers. I mean, they're releasing people into the interior of our country. They got migrants. They don't have numbers. Are you kidding me? You don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe 10,000, maybe 12,000. Something like that. You know, más o menos. You know, are you kidding me? I mean, this is that old axiom, Bruce. I grew up because my father was a civil servant, and they would say, well, it's close enough for government work. You know, really, I mean, that's the attitude. This is that union mentality. And we were talking with Daniel Natale earlier about this race to the bottom, this race to mediocrity that has, you know, come upon our country. And this is that union mindset that just repulses me because it mediocratizes our humanity. And I don't think that at the end of our lives we want to sit there and say, you know, Bruce, I put in 70 plus years of a mediocre life and I feel really good about myself.
Well, but is it the case, Bill, and I've begun to raise this question, how much of it is they're incompetent, they don't have the numbers, for instance, and how much of it is they're very competent, they have the numbers, and they're not telling us? I think there's a mixture of both.
Yes, I think so, too. I think so. I think you're exactly right, that it's very laissez-faire, very casual in some regards on it, but there's no way that we're going to hear the right numbers. But, you know, getting back to the COVID infected, they're estimating something like 16,000, you know, COVID infected migrants have entered the interior of our country. But, you know, Jan Psaki says, don't sweat it, man. They're only going to be here for a little bit.
We're going to get rid of a few thousand Border Patrol agents because they won't wear masks.
I mean, the logic, I mean, you know, speaking of competency, it is brain bruising to hear this administration. It's so hard to hear our president, the president of the United States, speak on these issues. And it's like he is just so devoid of reality. And I'm not even talking about any mental deficiency. I mean, that's for experts to, you know, tell. Yes, there's obvious signs and things like that, but I'm not here to comment on that. I'm just, you know, I'm taking him at his word and the goofy things he says. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I have to tell my, I go, and this is our president. And what is he doing?
And you have to ask yourself, does he really believe that? I mean, is that really what he and others think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because they live on the coast, they think that way. But it certainly doesn't seem that reality is not the reality in Texas or the Midwest.
Right. Well, it's not a reality that promotes freedom, that promotes a constitutional republic. I mean, you've got to see this for what it is. This is a direct attack on this constitutional republic. This is what these Marxists are doing, and they are Marxists. I mean, the Democratic Party has been taken over by Marxists, is, you know, validated by one Trevor Loudon. Make no exception. He says all but one person within the inner circle of Joe Biden's team are avowed card-carrying Marxists. So when you study Marxism, I mean, it's almost like let's go back and rewind what happened when, you know, then President, I believe it was President Jefferson, when at Tripoli, he says, well, tell me about these Muslims. I don't know about these Muslims. And they got him the Quran, and he studied it to his credit and got some counsel on it and said, whoa, these guys are against us. They're not for us.
That's
send
right.
in the Marines, right?
That's right. Send the Marines.
And here we are. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You got these antithetical forces sitting there saying they want to destroy America. And we sit there and go, oh, let's have tea with them. Let's have a beer. Let's have a beer summit with them. Are you kidding me?
It almost leaves you speechless at how uncaring of America so many of these people are, and they're being taught that, of course. The young ones are being taught that in the schools to not only uncaring about America, but to hate America because of what reportedly we've done or people in the past have done. And for those of us who are a bit older, it's just jaw dropping. How can this be? How can this be?
Well, the answer is that
we've let it be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've allowed the lies to perpetuate, and that's Adolf Hitler's theme. You know, how do you kill? You know, 11 million people. You tell a big lie, and the bigger the better. And the people will believe it.
Over and over.
Exactly. And this is what's happening. You know, it's like right now, here's the Democrats, you know, jumping up and down about protecting, people's ability, you know, to vote. And yet history is very clear in telling us where the Democrats were when it came to freeing the slaves.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were.
Absolutely.
They were missing in action. 13th Amendment. Only 23% of Democrats supported the abolishment of slavery. The 14th Amendment, giving citizenship to freed slaves, 0% Democratic support, 94% Republican support. The 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all. You would think, hey, for all that the Democrats are jumping up and down these days, Bruce, you would think, oh my gosh, you've got to have a big number of Democratic support. Try zero. Zero, 100% Republican support for the 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all. But yet they jump up and down, and they've got control of the history, and they're making up stories, like you said, and telling lies and getting us all to believe the lies. Bruce Thatcher, as always, we appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need
your help.
And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A search warrant released Monday has shed light on more of the events that led to Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a New Mexico movie set last week. Reports are indicating multiple previous misfires of the same prop gun Baldwin used led multiple crew members to walk off the set just hours before the tragedy. Amazon warehouse workers in New York City filed a petition on Monday with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a vote on unionization. The petition comes 6 months after an organizing effort was defeated at Amazon's distribution center in Alabama. Ohio Attorney General David Yost filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration Monday over a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that President Biden overturned earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to reinstate the measures. Number one, must be financially independent of abortion clinics. And number two, refrain from referring patients for abortions. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. It is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Are you aware of that? Okay, now you are. Brian Mann's going to be joining us in just a moment, founder of the Stroller in the City blog. Okay, October, as I mentioned, is the month for cybersecurity awareness, which should come with a warning label that criminals are working overtime to steal from your family. And joining us today is the founder of the parenting blog Stroller in the City, Brian Manns, who is teaming up with the cybersecurity company Aura to remind parents to proactively protect their children online as well. Brian is a mother of three and has been featured on numerous shows like Today and E! News as well as People magazine. Brian, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's talk about the main concern here is parents and kids, and why should parents be concerned about cybersecurity for their children?
Well, I know for myself, I have three children. We live in New York City, and as my children are getting older, they're using the Internet more and more these days. So it's my number one priority to make sure that they're protected while they're on their devices. And in fact, 92% of children in the U.S. have an online presence by the time they're 2 years old.
Wow.
Which is kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, because, you know, with this kind of freedom comes responsibility. How much responsibility does a two-year-old have? I mean, because basically you're giving them the opportunity to leave the front door open to the house, are you not?
Absolutely. Their credit reports are completely clean, and they're often left unmonitored for many years because who's using two-year-olds?
Right.
They don't need any of that.
Well, exactly. Brian, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we had a little interruption there. But you're exactly right. And these thieves have gotten so good, they figure, look, if they can steal somebody's identity at a young age, boy, they can get away with a lot even before the parents or even that child becomes aware, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And rarely do they even discover this until they become, they reach adulthood.
Wow.
So someone can have their, you know, complete identity.
Amazing. So what should the entire family be aware of regarding the need for cybersecurity?
So as our family's life shifts increasingly online and onto connected devices, we're putting ourselves at risk for identity theft, hacking, financial loss, fraud, all of that.
Is it because it's so distant, people think, well, that'll never happen to me until it does? Is that why people are still kind of casual about the threat of, cyber invasion?
I think so. I think people don't take it seriously until it actually does happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a mom, what have you learned about the importance of having proper cybersecurity?
Well, a lot of parents have apps that limit screen time, they limit content, but they rarely think about the security factor on their devices. So with one subscription, Aura provides an all-in-one digital security, and it sends me alerts if it sees a potential threat that keeps my family safe online.
So your child is streaming the net, and you're given a heads up by Aura. This is brilliant to let you know that there's a possible mal player that's involved in your child's experience. Then,
absolutely, sending the alerts to me via email is key, especially for all parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, we see and hear about so many reports of breaches affecting the average American. So how can these put your kids and family at risk?
Well, cyber criminals, they use your passwords, your emails, your credit card information. So when you're at breach, you should definitely take this super seriously. And a few tips I have would be to freeze your credit across all three bureaus. You should monitor your financial and your medical statements, flag any potential fraud quickly. You should definitely change your passwords immediately, make them strong, make them complex. And whenever possible, enable that two-factor authentication for your devices and your accounts.
Exactly. No, these are great ideas. We're talking with Breanne Manns. She's a mother of three. She's been featured on numerous shows like Today and E! News, as well as People magazine. And she's teaming up with the cybersecurity company Aura to remind parents to proactively protect their children online as well. What should consumers look for when choosing cybersecurity protection for the family?
For me, I want an all-in-one solution. I don't want so many solutions to protect myself. I just want one. Another thing you should look for is the simplicity, how easy it is to use. Pricing is also a factor, and definitely in the customer service.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other cybersecurity features that you've experienced that you think our audience should know about?
From working with Aura, I've learned a few things that are super important to have that protect my family and my children. So I want to highlight data and breach monitoring alerts. That's when they alert you if your data has been compromised and found on the dark web. Another feature I love is credit monitoring and lock. So in case you are part of the breach, you can lock your credit, make sure no one has opened up any new accounts with your Social Security number, and then also password manager so you can keep track of your entire family's passwords.
Brian, as if we're not busy enough, all of a sudden now we've got more on our plate. But this is important, to be security conscious, and especially with the tools that are available. As you say, 2-year-olds having access to the Internet, it may seem cute on the surface, but this is very dangerous because this is a portal into your home and into your family, into their future, and all that it represents. And the thing is, you got to hand it to these cyber criminals. I mean, they're pretty sharp. They're always coming up with new schemes, right? Because they keep working the con until the con doesn't work anymore, and then they come up with a new one, it seems.
Absolutely, and especially as the holidays are coming up and we're shopping more and more online, it's super important to make sure that you don't share your Social Security number, your banking information, all of that stuff. We have to be aware, and having an all-in-one security is super important.
Yeah, and as you say, with the holidays and, the hustle and bustle of it all, that's when I find myself most vulnerable, when I am moving too fast. And just as a word of caution, we just need to slow down just a little bit, maybe in everything about our lives, but particularly when it comes to cybersecurity, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. I feel like I receive a text message that says, hey, you got locked out of so-and-so account. Click on this to reset it. And, you know, sometimes I'm not thinking. I go to press it, and I'm like, oh, wait a second. That's fraud. That's a scam. Right. Don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, because and the thing I'm always checking is I'm checking URLs to, you know, to confirm the legitimacy of where that's coming from, because these scammers are so good. I mean, they're using institutions' logos. They present themselves very legitimately on the surface. And, you know, like we said, if you're moving too fast, you're really not going to pay attention. And that's what they're counting on. They just it's not like they have to get everybody. They just get one or two people and, you know, thousands of dollars that a whack, and you know, it's not easier than going robbing a bank, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And sometimes you find out when it's too late. They already have a
yes.
hold of your passwords, of your social security number, and they have a whole new identity under your name. It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it really is. Brianna, is there any other scams that parents or grandparents specifically should be aware of?
Definitely the older generation, unfortunately. It's very common for cybercriminals to take advantage of the elders through an assortment of phishing scams. So if you see something that says free trip, I'm going to say do not click on it. It is definitely not a free trip.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing they're good at doing is calling up and saying, you know, your grandson is in trouble here and he needs $2,000. Can you send us $2,000 real quick so we can get him out of jail?
Absolutely. Actually,
I mean,
it actually happened to my husband's grandma like a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Which is the craziest thing, but it has happened. It does happen.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Like you say, it's that con that keeps working, and they keep using it because it keeps working, and it kind of cycles. It goes through, you know, phases, and they go, okay, it worn out. And they go, oh, we haven't done the grandma, you know, grandson, you know, ploy for a while. Let's bring that out of the closet and try it again, and it works a couple more times for them too, because they just won't quit. They're not about to give up, and unfortunately, you know, they're just so darn difficult to hold them accountable. So really the accountability starts with us and our own vigilance and being aware that this is Cybersecurity Month and we've got to up our game a little bit. Brian Manns, thank you again for coming on and giving us all this great counsel and advice. Where can the people go for more information?
So in honor of Cybersecurity Awareness Month, Aura is actually giving away a free 30-day trial. You can go to aura.com/Brianne Manns. It's BRIANNEMANZ.
Well, there she is, the founder of the parenting blog Stroller in the City, Brianne Manns. Brianne, thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
But we have a truck leaving with a big order on Tuesday.
Tina's floor manager retired, leaving her tortilla factory flat out.
What do you mean she's on a silent retreat?
She must fill the role and all those orders.
She's gonna oversee production.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the financing law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Rachel Alexander with us, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post, and Newsmax. Is there anybody you're not contributing to? You're all over the place. I am so grateful, though. I want you to know that. Congratulations on the reach that you are getting with your brilliant insight. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. But, you know, it's funny. I've been writing regularly since 1997. That's a long time.
Exactly. Well, but look at, you know, it all comes together. It's like somebody says, well, you're such an overnight success. Yeah, overnight plus 20 years.
So, yeah, exactly. Oh, where did you come from? I've been here. I've just been plodding away.
That's right. That's what we do. We just keep on remaining faithful to the call and mission that we have on behalf of we the people. Real quick, Rachel, I want to get your read on what's going on in Virginia. I mean, this could be a watershed moment for the Democrats. We got a dead heat going on between Youngkin and Terry McAuliffe. McAuliffe, boy, handed him, you know, a big opportunity with the crazy stuff that he reflected, which is the heart of the Democratic Party, and that is that everyday parents have no business to be involved with the teaching of their children. I mean, where did that come from? But from a Marxist textbook, right?
Yeah, well, and I've seen these signs that say, you know, parents should stay out of the classroom. Are those real? Are those parody in Virginia?
Right. Yeah, you almost think you're exactly right that maybe Saturday Night Live, you know, went out and just threw some artwork up or whatever. But sadly, though, that is their heart. It's not parody. I mean, they're sincere about this. And they thought that everybody was going to just go along with it until they found out that, nope, they hit a nerve. And this may end up costing the Democratic Party and Terry McAuliffe specifically.
Yeah, the polls are looking really good. Youngkin has turned things around. He's slightly ahead, it's looking. I just don't know if we can overcome the election fraud. This is going to be one of the first major elections since the Trump 2020 election. And if we don't nip the election fraud in the bud, we're not going to continue to win any races. And so that's my main concern.
Well, you're exactly right. I was speaking with Matt Brainerd the other day about this, and I was most concerned when I saw Stacey Abrams coming to town there. I mean, she's the queen of ballot harvesting and shenanigans, you know, and probably was a one-woman force when it came to the 2020 elections. So, you know, that's a bit foreboding when you see her coming to town because, you know, it's not a good sign, you know, for free and fair elections.
No, she shows up like like you said, wherever we have election fraud. And so I wouldn't put it past them in this race. It's so close. We're finally actually going to win one. And I mean, I just, to me, the writing's on the wall. I don't think we've been able to nip this election fraud in the bud. We sure haven't here in Arizona. And they've done very little in Virginia to fix it. So I got to be honest, I am not optimistic about this race for that reason.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, Matt would want to encourage us to say that the Republicans have been more vigilant than ever in keeping eyes on this and having attorneys, you know, abandon attorneys to match the resistance of the Democrats to try to, you know, to influence these elections, which is, you know, quite rich when you think about, you know, here's the Democratic Party that has not been known for free and balanced elections or supporting minorities. I mean, go back. I mean, you and I talked about this, you know, when it came to the 13th Amendment to abolish slavery, where were the Democrats? Only 23% of Democrats supported abolishing slavery. 100% Republicans supported. When it came time to give citizenship to freed slaves, Democrats, MIA, zero support for freeing slaves. 94% was Republican support. The 15th Amendment, okay? The right to vote for all? You'd think the way the Democrats are jumping up and down that they were carrying the water for the 15th Amendment. Actually, they carried bupkis. Zero Democratic support when it came to the 15th Amendment. 100% Republican support. But they want you to believe with these current events like, oh, they've been the champions of voting for all and free and fair. Are you kidding me? History would tell us a different story, wouldn't it?
Right, and even today you can see through them because they really don't want free and fair elections. They really don't want to make sure everybody gets to vote. They only want to make sure some people get to vote. You know, okay, maybe today they favor blacks voting, but they don't want white males voting. I mean, they're real, you know, they're real clear about it. They say really nasty things if you're a white male and your vote is not respected. So it's just a different group, a different day. And Democrats, the one thing that's been consistent about them is they treat people as groups. Some groups are worth more than other groups, not individuals.
Well, that great political philosopher, Rosanna Dana, would always say, just goes to show you it's always something, right?
That's a good one. It is what it is.
It is what it is. Let's talk about Arizona attorney, our favorite AG, Brenovich, who files a request for temporary restraining order against Biden's vaccine mandate. Update us on that. What's going on?
Okay, so first of all, Brenovich filed the first lawsuit in the country against Biden's unconstitutional vaccine mandate, and now he's gone even further. He's asking for a temporary restraining order, and he brings up a lot of things that I bet you a lot of people didn't know. You know, everyone brags about how, well, we now have the first fully FDA-approved vaccine. That's not actually technically accurate. That vaccine is not being offered in the United States. I think it was not Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer. The Pfizer vaccine that was fully authorized by the FDA is being sold somewhere else. So, you know, everyone who's getting the vaccine is still getting these hokey vaccines that we don't have a lot of good knowledge about. And so Brinovich has said, you know, enough between this and the unfairness of illegal immigrants coming across the border who no one requires them to get the vaccine. You know, that's an equal protection violation right there.
Exactly. Wow, that's amazing that the way they have spun this to lead us to believe one thing when the opposite is true, that it has not been approved here in the United States. That's breaking news in and of itself, isn't it, Rachel?
I can't believe that you're not reading this anywhere. The only place I read this was in Brinovich's brief. And as you know, I know this man really well. And his information is solid. It's not some hokey thing. This is real news that should be on the front page of the New York Times.
Well, this is amazing. And meanwhile, you know, you've got people surrendering their jobs, you know, by the tens of thousands. I mean, we'll end up with millions of people unemployed over this vaccine mandate and the fact that people cannot exercise their constitutional liberty. I mean, this is amazing where we are right now. I mean, you talk about a constitutional crisis that somehow the Democrats in their totalitarian ideology think that somehow they're going to get away with this. I mean, sooner or later, you're going to think the courts are going to, they're going to have no choice but to rule on this because the implications on this are way too profound.
Well, I've already discovered two courts around the nation that have struck down the vaccine mandate. And if you look at Biden's vaccine mandate, you know, one of his advisors joked about how, you know, we kind of had a backdoor this using OSHA regulations.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yes, they got caught joking about it because they are admitting they didn't have the authority to pass it. So I think there's a really good chance the Supreme Court is going to smack it down. And look at the fact that COVID is receding. You know, we're reaching herd immunity. There is no urgency to have this vaccine anymore. And, you know, it's affecting people everywhere, Bill. I can't believe it. I have a friend who's losing his job on December 1st, so I spent 2 hours training him to do one of the jobs that I do. You probably heard of Tron Simpson, another radio talk show host. I'm probably
yes.
gonna be writing an article about him. He's losing his job as a radio talk show host because he won't get the vaccine. It's affecting people I know personally everywhere now.
Well, I got to tell you, this is why I am so grateful that God has orchestrated this radio show and it has aligned us with independent networks so that we're not having to come under, you know, this kind of ruling. You know, we have been protected thus far, and I cannot tell you how fortunate I feel on one hand, because whether it's Tron Simpson, other people that I'm aware of in the broadcast industry, I mean, I've been in the industry for over 50 years. And Rachel, it's disturbing to see, you know, what is happening, you know, to this great talent. And we're just talking broadcasting. We're not talking necessarily first responders, nurses and doctors. Last time I heard, we have an extreme shortage of doctors, and they're being forced on the sidelines now because of this vaccine mandate. I mean, how much economic in all reasonableness can we sustain here?
And what else is ridiculous about it is I've had COVID. I just got over it. And
yes.
But that wouldn't even count. They are making people like me get the vaccine, even though I now have antibodies, I've heard, 40 times
yes.
stronger than the vaccine. Mine are going to last. I'm not going to have to go get COVID again. I'm good to go.
Right.
It just makes me so furious. There is no need for somebody like myself. And, you know, we're all going to get it. My little brother's
right.
an expert in COVID. And my brother basically says we're pretty much all going to get it. That's the only way this is going to go away because of the mutating
right.
viruses and everything. The vaccines aren't stopping it. All of his lefty liberal friends in Arlington, Virginia, where he lives, who've gotten the vaccine, they're all getting COVID now. And so we're all going to have it, and this stupid vaccine thing is not valid because it doesn't work, and we're all going to get it anyway.
Well, welcome to the Natural Immune Club here, because I'm part of that club as well, Rachel, and my doctor told me very clearly, Bill, your immune system is so fortified because of the natural immunity of having COVID that I don't want you to take any medication that you don't need. Rachel Alexander, attorney, contributor, Town Hall, WND of the Christian Post and Newsmax, has been with us. Rachel, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
You too. Thanks.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.